If they're found to be genuine refugees, they can be resettled in Papua New Guinea. There are other options available. We're part of the Bali process. In fact, we co-host the Bali process with Indonesia, and that is looking for resettlement options within the broader region. There are about 50 members of the Bali process, but also there is the Cambodian option, and also Manus Island is now much more open and free, so people can move around Manus Island, but they can also be resettled in Papua New Guinea. And of course, those who have found not to be genuine refugees, those who have been found not to be owed protection, should go back to their homes.
Bill Shorten hasn't ruled out a Labor government using New Zealand as a resettlement country. Is that an option the Coalition will consider?
It's not an option that would be ideal by any means. It would send a message to the people smuggling trade that you can get to New Zealand and then presumably to Australia. And that would encourage the people smugglers. What we're trying to do is close down this illegal criminal trade that preys on people and rips money off people. So we want to close this trade down. We saw it flourish under Labor, and we want to ensure that having closed it down, it remains so.
Australia committed to taking 12,000 Syrian refugees. How many are here now?
I believe there are at least 1,000. There could be more. I'd have to check with the Immigration Minister because this is an ongoing process. We're carrying out very stringent security and health and character tests and checks, and so that is ongoing. And I have been assured that this process will have integrity and that we will be taking people who would not otherwise be able to return home when the Syrian conflict is ended. And we know that a number of people who are fleeing the crisis in Syria will want to return home, just as we've seen in Iraq, where Fallujah has now been retaken by the Iraqi security forces. Those who had fled Fallujah now want to return home. So we are hoping that we will be able to fulfil our number of Syrian refugees from people who would have no home to return to even when the civil war is over.
The Canadian government has managed to settle 25,000 Syrian refugees in the space of 3 months between November 2015 and February this year. Why have we only been able to settle 1,000 or so over 10 months? What's been the holdup?
Well, I'm not aware of the details of the Canadian system, but I certainly know that we are carrying out very detailed health, security and character checks, and that the department has been required to do that, and I'm sure that they'll continue to process claims as they come to us.